News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Gardaí have denied that they strip-searched a woman who was arrested after a protest outside Leinster House. This is despite claims from People Before Profit TD Richard Boyd Barrett that he made under Dáil Privilege. To discuss the wider issue of how Dáil Privilege has become overused in recent years, we're joined by Mick Clifford, Irish Examiner Special Correspondent. Mick, before we get to that wider issue, just give us the background to what's happened over the last couple of days.
Yeah, Shane, there was a protest, as there have been many protests and regular protests against the what people describe as the genocide, at the very least, the mass murder that's going on in Gaza. A group called Mothers Against Genocide on Mother's Day last Sunday protested at the gates of Leinster House. They protested through Sunday night into Monday morning. Early Monday morning, Gardaí asked them to leave. They gave them some time to leave. They refused to leave. Then Gardaí decided that they'd have to be removed. And a number of these women and some men were arrested and taken to, I think it may have been Pierce Street Garda Station, the most local Garda Station. Anyway, subsequently, what emerged, and some questions could be raised about the manner in which that was handled, but that's a separate issue. In any event, on Tuesday in the Dáil, there were allegations that when women were arrested and being detained in the Garda station, that they were subjected to strip searches, that in at least one instance there was a cavity search, and that they were fairly demeaned according to the allegations that were put on the record of the Dáil. Now, it started off with Richard Boyd Barrett making allegations and quoting what he said was an account from one of the women. And then it went on to Paul Murphy, his colleague, and then his colleague, their colleague, Ruth Coppinger, who by that stage, an allegation, according to the Dáil record, appeared to have morphed into a statement of fact, because she says there that this woman was strip searched and subjected to cavity search. These are deemed sexual violence actions by Amnesty International. Why did that happen? She said. So you now have a scenario whereby, on the record of the Dáil, Gardaí, female Gardaí, because they would have been the ones who would have been doing the searches, are being accused of this. Now, it has to be said that the Gardaí issued a statement pretty soon saying they absolutely denied that there was any cavity search. And in terms of the other manner of how things were handled, there'd be an investigation into that. But it immediately raises two issues, Shane. One is why this is put on the record of the Dáil, and certainly, at face value, appears to be very flimsy evidence. Yeah. The other thing is, in modern media, that now will have gone around the world, and it will present an image of the police force in this country perpetrating sexual violence against people protesting against Gaza.
Of which there is absolutely no evidence.
Absolutely
and just
no
to emphasise
whatsoever.
Again that the Gardaí have said that all their actions were conducted absolutely in accordance with normal practice.
Exactly. But that image, the nature we're living in the time of Trump, that image will now have morphed into something approaching so-called truth and have gone around the world, particularly when we see in other countries there are actions being taken against people who are protesting. Okay. That has not been the case here.
So is there, Mick, just to broaden it out a little bit finally, is there a speak first, ask questions later attitude when it comes to Dáil Privilege?
I think that has developed over the last 10 or 15 years in particular. You can go back, and I mentioned People Before Profit, the man who started that, Joe Higgins, properly used Dáil Privilege. I remember years ago when he highlighted how construction workers were being paid €2 an hour brought in from Turkey, and that set off a big investigation. There were other instances like that. However, in more recent years, it's definitely being used in a manner, I would suggest, to attract publicity, and often on the basis that turn out to be without any factual basis whatsoever. And despite that, we never hear apologies from people, from TDs, who have used it in that manner and it's subsequently found to have been completely baseless.
Okay. Mick Clifford, Irish Examiner, Special Correspondent. I know you're probably going to be writing about this throughout the week. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.